It is 3 o'clock, meaning it is time for some Estilbe here on WMUC Digital College Park. I'm your host, Rafael Regalado, and before we get started, of course, I have to play y'all a little message, so...
No exception. One out of three Terps will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The Campus Mental Health Center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the Health Center and be a healthier Terp.
And that was our message. You know, I feel like a lot of us are going to need some therapy in these next coming weeks as finals come creeping up onto us. But, you know, if anyone's got it, we've got it, guys. And especially to unwind before the inevitable doom that'll come in the next 14 days, I've prepared some a little different set of music than I usually do. It's less rap. And more so, like, get up on your feet, get you to dance, some more electronic sounding stuff, especially since that's kind of been trending upwards in the underground anyways, with some of the artists that have been blowing up as of late, and you'll be hearing some of those artists later in our show today. But to start off, I mean, there's really only one person that should come to mind when you think electronic and you think of the current quote-unquote underground scene right now, and that's Two Hollis. Two Hollis has been everywhere basically for the past 2 years, since like Two and since Jeans dropped. Like, you just can't escape him. And so these first three songs are going to be his song and some other Boy Life members, Nate Sib and Romulus. So my first three tracks for you guys today on Estilbe are Too Bad by Two Hollis, one of my favorite Two Hollis songs, and a song that is insane live. Take It Slow by Nate Sib, and No Me Importa by Romulus.
We'll be right back. So far away, so far away, so far away. Way too far, way too far. Don't change a thing, don't change a thing. Don't change a thing when you're with me. So why we running? Can we take it slow? Don't change the day, don't change the day. Don't change the day when you're with me. So I'll be running. Can we take it slow? Take it slow. Can we take it slow? Take it slow. Can we take it slow? Take it slow. Can we take it slow? Tengo un sarata, tenga verde como planta.
quiero agachar. No me importa nada. Estoy cansado, soy fierroso con mi hermano. Yo tengo las manos, tengo un doble vaso. No me importa, no me importa, no me importa nada. No me importa, no me importa, no me importa nada.
Nada, nada.
So yeah, that was some Boy Life tunes there for you. Again, that was Too Bad by Two Hollis, Take It Slow by Nate Sib, and then lastly, No Me Importa by Romulus. I had the opportunity to see all three of them live at Lollapalooza, and it was just insane. The energy, the crowd, all of that. I think one of the biggest reasons why, like, this sort of wave of EDM-inspired music and just, like, more loud things in general being more accepted is, like, the sort of rise of that small show culture again in the underground, where there's, like, you know, everyone's jumping and going crazy. And honestly, I'm here for it. Another big movement of underground music outside of even the English-speaking world that's been making a lot of waves lately is, of course, happening over in Asia, in Korea, in China, in Japan specifically. But I did want to have a separate episode for the Asian underground at some point. Maybe that's probably a next semester thing. But today I do have a few songs lined up. I got two Korean songs and a Chinese, or I think, no, it's a Japanese song for y'all. So I'm just going to get straight into those three as well. We got Makoli Banger by Effie. My Unis, which is also featuring Effie, but it's a Kim J song featuring Sebi, The Deep, and Effie. The Deep also dropped an incredible album this year, the name of which I can't say on air. But, and then Never Die Young by Keegan. So here we go.
Yeah. everybody dance, hold hands with me. Chicken wine, me, guy, bye, boy, go, don't you go, get it, take a chance with me, can I pull a man's ex family?
Yep, that was Never Die Young by Keegan Before that, Mayonnaise, Kim J. Sebi, The Deep, Effie, and Macaulay Banker, Effie. So, yeah, clearly, they're cooking something over there in Asia. And I can't wait to dive into it more so I can bring stuff to show you guys in a future episode. But for now, just little tastes here and there. Obviously, my first show, I played some Jack Zebra. He's incredible. And there's more Chinese artists too, like Billy and Happy, who have collabed with the same sphere of artists. So yeah, I have a lot I can go through. So we're gonna take it back stateside again. No pun intended. Okay, I'm kidding, I'm not Pink Panthers, but there have been some artists that I've been listening to for a good while that have really taken, like, the next step in terms of not just popularity, but also quality of work. These next three artists are some of those artists. So, starting off, Lucy Bedrock. Admittedly, I was late to his music. I knew of him when he was Lost Rushi, but I never necessarily tapped in as much as I probably should have. I listened to Sisterhood around right after when Fat Del Vanille dropped, because Fat Del Vanille was my first Lucy project, and I was like, wow, this is incredible. And so I went back, I listened to Sisterhood, and I was like, wow, I should have tapped in earlier. And so that's that. But then this year, obviously, and he signs with Dead Air, and he drops On Musique, which kind of, I guess, took over the, like, that electronic, ragey space that he occupies now with a fellow Dead Air signee, Jane Remover, who we will be listening to in like two songs for now. But I do want to start us off with One of Us Is Lying, my favorite song off of Musique by Lucy Bedrock.
Right.
Again, that was One of Us Is Lying by Lucy Bedrock. Incredible tune. So yeah, this next artist, I started listening to COVID-ish. I had found some of her projects on SoundCloud, specifically We Never Got Strawberry Cake. And it was just such a cool sound to me that I had never really heard before. And then she finally dropped an album, Fishmonger, which like was full of like pop rock with some electronic influences here and there. And I was like, yo, this is really cool. And then in 2023, she drops Wall Socket, which kind of leans somehow in both ways at the same time, where there's a whole lot of guitar stuff again, but there's also a whole lot of cool electronic stuff going on in that album. And it's like, and then the story that she creates of this town of Wall Socket, combined with like the ARG and like the story of like songs like Uncanny Long Arms and Johnny Johnny Johnny, it's just nuts. And so when I first heard some of her new singles, Music, and then the song that I'm about to play next, I was like, yes, we're finally getting the electronic project, like the pop, fun electronic album. Hopefully. I don't want to jinx it yet, but hopefully 2026 is the year of pop, fun, electronic underscores. And so this next song is Do It by Underscores here on WMUC College Park Digital Radio.
Do it.
Again, that was Do It by Underscores. Incredible song. And the video is super cool in that she has like this choreo that she's doing to the hook of the track. And then the background is like a screen, and it's kind of like a reference to old K-pop like practice rooms and like practice videos of like dances and stuff that a lot of groups would drop. And honestly, I'm like, Underscores has been pretty open about her like K-pop fandom and like how that's influenced a lot of her music. I think she's talked about like FX before and things like that. And like, this is probably the most obvious song in terms of like K-pop influence outside of just the music video. Like, it sounds like it could be a K-pop track, especially nowadays, you know. I would be down to do a K-pop episode too. I have some good things I could play. Anyway, this is kind of the last song of this kind of section of the artists of today type thing that I'm trying to do, that I've been listening to for a bit. So this artist I discovered completely on accident in COVID again, when I accidentally clicked on a DarioCore album like video of like, it was just the whole DarioCore album, the first one. Now, I remember listening to Ricky Bobby, and I was like, it was a very similar time and a very similar experience to what I had with Underscores. So I was like, yo, I've never heard anything like this in my entire life. Like, this is incredible. But then I kind of forgot about it until I saw that this artist had, I'm not going to say the name because now I'm pretty sure she considers it a dead name, because her dead name is part of her artist name. But when she changed her name from her dead name to Jane Remover, I saw that like that was like a big deal, and I would see it pop up on like Twitter and things like that. And I looked into it, and I was like, oh my god, it's the DarioCore girl from like that I listened to before. And so that summer I listened to Frailty, and I was like, yeah, she got it. And I was there for the ride. I was there for the ride after that. I was there when Lips dropped. I was there when Census Designated dropped. And I was like, this, it's completely different from what I was expecting, but like, this is exactly what I need right now. And now this year, Jane Remover's dropped Revenge Seekers. She's dropped Ghost Holding. She's dropped a bunch of songs on Leroy, which is the DarioCore name. And she just dropped an EP like 5 days ago that has some reworked versions of her 2024 singles and two new songs that are just incredible. And I just have to ask myself, like, is she ever going to stop? Like, oh my god, Jane Remover just can't stop dropping incredible music. And so this song is one of those examples of incredible music. It's one of my favorites off of Revenge Seekers. This song is called Turn Up or Die. It's also the name of the tour. Oh god, I wish I could have gone to the tour. I have this bad habit where I don't buy tour tickets until the album drops or until I know that like I'm gonna like the tour. I did it with Jane. I did it with Lucy Bedrock. Well, sort of. I did it with Geese, which is one of my biggest mistakes. I mean, the music speaks for itself. I'll just play the song because the music speaks for itself. Again, this is Turn Up or Die, Jane Remover. Here we go.
Goddamn bitches poppin' send-offs. Explosive bitch blows head off. So fucking hot, train of thought. Oh my goodness, oh my god. On the track, cause they did me fucking wrong. I'm down next to play cars. It's a couple times I almost lost it all. Skip time, so reset and make the call. So cold is hot. Can't go to hell, but I can drop you off. I'll never know that kind of stuff. We freeze, we fall off. You won't scared now, cause it's tugging on you. If we at the top, I'll be paranoid. Make some noise. Do it long. Save the call. Do or die.
Again, that was Turn Up or Die by Jane Remover. Just a sonic adventure. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like, there's just so much stuff going on, so many different parts. All that second hook, when it hits kind of like, it doesn't have the consistent that most of the song has. But, like, when it's just the more traditional drums, I was just like, jeez. Like, I had to get up from my seat here in the studio because I was like, this is just, how am I supposed to sit still listening to this music? All right, so these next couple songs are going to be a little more par for the course for what you guys would expect from me here on a Stillbe. It's two artists that I've already played these past few weeks. I don't think I've played both of them twice. I think I only played both of them once. But they were both played last week. Because they're both... Well, one's Irish, one's from the UK. And so... these next two songs are... Polo by Death to Ricky. And Macca by Fake Make, Echo 2K, and Mecca Talk. Here we go.
Couple things I gotta scratch up the list though. If I left, I'm assuming you would miss though. I remember last. summer when we kissed though. When your eyes lit the sky, rocket ship, yo. Still got your picture in my pocket. Man, I still got an image of you in my eye socket. First time we talked, man, I felt I had the vomit. Feel like some money in the skin when you bump it. So angelic, I don't know where you got it. Ever this way, let you fell from a comet. I don't really care about the money in the bank, but as long as you're with me, man, I'm always making profit. Money coming quick, yeah, I got a bolo. You said I look fresh in my little polo. Yeah, pull up in a golf, this is an Apollo. Rather deal with you than do this shit solo. Yeah, not a shot back in a drop it all. Bring the shit back like a down, yeah, yeah. Yeah, looked in your eyes and it went slow-mo. Yeah, looked in your eyes and it went slow-mo. Money coming quick, yeah, I got a bolo. You said I look fresh in my little polo. Yeah, pull up in a golf, this is an Apollo. Rather deal with you than do this shit solo. Yeah, not a shot back in a drop it all. Bring the shit back like a down, yeah.
I'm only 20, but it feels like plenty. Man, I still get blown, but I don't sit henny. I'm laying in the back of the Maybach Benny. 2025, yeah, my jeans still heady. This is pain, not blood. I'm feeling pain. I'm sipping syrup, smoking up. I feel it in my brain. Try dress like me, we are not the same. I'm a winner, man. This rap shit is a fucking game. You ain't killing shit, bitch, you a fucking lame. I got my old head, screaming my fucking name. Yeah, yo, bitch, an animal, you need a fucking tamer. I'm really ballin' like I'm PSG Neymar. I dance in the rain like sleep. When it's daytime, Bottega. Don't know what it feels like, hesitate. I only do it when it feels right, gelinate. You know I really gotta smoke right, skinny bitch. My coat, cause she cold in this moonlight. We lock eyes, both know that the mood's right. Snow White in a black coat, red light.
The drama's starting again. Smoke in the kitchen. Drop the keys out to the street. Don't you wanna see your eyes? Of the whole of the room. Nothing to remember. Only a chill of perfume. Wanna let me see you again. Smack on.
No, they knocked the mic off. I ain't calling back off. I'm really smoking flavors in Bottega, got my bag off. Walk into the store, ain't even looking at the tag off. I'm really living two lives, hand them up. No, they knocked the mic off. I ain't calling back off. Really smoking flavors in Bottega, got my bag off. Walk into the store, ain't even looking at the tag off. I'm really living two lives, Hannah Montana. Tip on my bracelet, sniff me a break, quit chewing this gum, but I still fucking taste it. I know it ain't a race, but I'm first fucking place, bitch. I know you ain't the one, yeah, I see it in your face, bitch. My new money look like old money. Cosplaying motherfuckers got no money. People really try by taste and they can't. Man, you have it or you don't. Yeah, it's sad, but it's so funny. I got that white all in me, feel like Snow Bunny. Yeah, that white, got my white. Yeah, that white, got my white. Yeah, that white, got my nose running.
Again, that was Macca by Fake Mink, Echo 2K, and Mecha Talk. I remember when those first pictures dropped of Fake Mink and Echo together, and this was still when Fake Mink was definitely trending upwards, but not to the, like, Gen Z household name that he is now, but, like, that was still such a crazy moment to me. These last few songs I'm going to play for you guys is just straight up, like, electronic music, but, like, somewhat more modern. Like, EDM is something I wish I could get more into, at least like from a scholarly perspective, and to like understand where things came from and things like that. But at the same time, I also get that a lot of it, it really isn't that deep, and it's just, you know, music to dance along to. So these next two tracks, this first one is actually by a producer of Fake Minx, a frequent collaborator, Susie Shear. They worked on, it's a duo, they worked on Braces and, of course, Easter Pink, one of his biggest songs. And so, yeah, I'm going to be playing them, and then a song called Kiss No Crosses. And then right after that, WMUC electronic queen herself, Nina Jirachi, who also dropped an incredible album this year, and her song Delete, which is my favorite off that album. So, yep, here we go. Susie Shear, Nina Jirachi, here on WMUC College Park Digital. Where else are you getting this? It's a little outro bit here, but it is quickly going to transition into Delete by Nina Jirachi. Probably going to have one more song for you guys afterwards before we end the show. So here's Delete by Nina Jirachi. So yeah, that was Delete by Nina Jirachi. And unfortunately, if you look at the time, it's almost up for us. I'm probably going to do a show next week. If depends how final studying goes. I'll let you guys know on Instagram, but if I do a show next week, it's likely going to be an end of year thing where I play some of my favorite songs from my favorite albums of the year. We count that down. Just overall, fun times. But if this is the last show of the semester, I want to say thank you guys, obviously, for tuning in today, any day, every day. Excited to see you guys for a full packed spring semester. And to leave you guys off, the last song is going to be the namesake of the episode today. Episode is called Body to Body. Body to Body, couldn't get more electric. So last song for tonight, or I guess this afternoon, is Electric by Frost Children. This has been Rafael Regalado for a Stillbee for WMUC Digital College Park. I want to say thank you and see you all maybe next Monday. But if not, see y'all in 2026. Thank you so much. Let's get to moving how I want to get you all on my body, my. You dance like me, I dance like I like you better. Not much to say after that, I love it, let's go. Body to body, we couldn't get more electric. Oh.